This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it is. Yes, indeed, it is. What do we call these things? A feel-good football Friday, baby.
We're so back.
We are so back.
We've never been more backers, dude.
Yeah.
We had a football game last night.
Yeah. I mean, we had football games last weekend, too.
But NFL football
is back. There's nothing like the NFL. There's nothing like the NFL. I love college football. There's nothing like the NFL. And last night was an absolute doozy.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, just a Donnybrook. And I've got big reported breaking news.
Oh.
That has nothing to do with football.
Oh.
But has everything to do with Washington, D.C.
Oh, does it now?
Yes.
What do you got?
You want it now?
Or do you want to tease it?
I want to tease it.
All right.
Don't let me forget about it, though.
I'll try not to.
Okay.
Coming up, second to last segment of the show.
Well, one time I had like big breaking news on something and I did a 4-hour show over on The Fan and I remembered to do it and say it at like 3 minutes left to go on the show and I never heard the end of it. CK still brings it up like, you big dummy. just let me give you the lay of the land. It'll be a little bit different today. So Santana Moss is going to join us in about 12 minutes or so.
Hell yeah.
Right after 1:15. Sunday's a pretty big day for 8 to the 9 and rightly deserved.
I couldn't imagine why.
Yeah. We'll talk about it with him and obviously we'll talk about the Commanders and the Giants. Coming up later on in the show, I assume you got that file that I sent you?
Yes.
Yes. I had, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a day or two.
Sure.
I had, the pleasure, I would say, to talk with Josh Norman.
Ooh.
Stormin' Norman, baby.
Man.
This morning.
I remember how excited I was when
I know.
We signed that guy.
It did not work out.
Great. Well,
it was okay.
You know, things happen.
It was fine. And we discussed, by the way, obviously, his tenure here. So we've all, in full disclosure.
It's not even the worst secondary signing of that era,
yeah,
Landon Collins.
Yeah, that's true. In full disclosure, we've already done the interview. So it's not live, but it will be at 3 o'clock.
Live
and it is lengthy. And they're doing a cool event tomorrow night in Middleburg, Virginia, which we'll put up on Twitter and X and all that stuff. All the how you can get tickets, wine country, how you can see Josh ride a horse. Save a cowboy. Is that song, right? Ride a horse, save a cowboy? Save a horse, ride a cowboy? I can't remember what the hell the name of the song is.
I think
is.
You had it right anyway, the second time, okay. But I didn't want you to say it.
There you go. So anyway, we will have Josh Norman in the 3 o'clock hour, Santana Moss just after 1:15. So that's the lay of the land guest-wise. In between all that, your calls. Let me start this. I was thinking about this on my way frantically running to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
The coffee machine.
It was, and, I have to pee?
And back, oh, yes. Because, you know, that's a long drive that your boy's got to make.
Yeah.
I drink a lot. I mean, I do things that are not great
for my
body.
That's the one thing we know about you. You can't go a day without a drink.
Well, depends on what kind of drink we're talking about. I don't drink a lot of that.
Any diet anymore. Sodas? Yeah, it's a lot. Diet Mountain Dew, folks.
And
he still got the six pack wrap on.
I believe there's still a Diet Dr. Pepper waiting for me in the refrigerator. Ooh. That I brought in the other day.
Look at you.
I did allow JP Finley to have one. Because JP is very nice to me and very good to me and so on and so forth.
Well, then I wouldn't count on it being there.
And then I got this nice steaming hot cup of breakfast blend donut shop coffee in my new PVI office furniture mug. Lovely people from PVI office furniture, longtime sponsor of the Nats Radio Network and 106.7 and Odyssey DC and all that good stuff, brought in for us the other day. So I have my new thermal coffee
insulated
mug. Insulated coffee mug. There you go. Because you do not want to drink the coffee mugs around here.
No, I would not touch any of them.
And the paper cups are often gone, and they're under lock and key. And if you don't,
are they now?
Yeah, if you don't see Wendy, you're in trouble.
Oh.
Anyway, point of the matter is, he said. So I was thinking about this. I joined Kevin, and Max. Obviously,
and the show thanks you.
At the end of the show, and I don't know about you, Max, but it was just a segment, right? I've been doing radio with Kevin Sheehan for 15 plus years.
Yep.
When I came over to 980 the first time in 2010, July of 2010,
Damn, right, you're old.
Mike Shanahan's first training camp, after being on the beat for a year, I was worried. I was somewhat intimidated by Kevin Sheehan.
I still am.
I understand that because you're a younger guy than me, and you work directly with him, and you want to do a good job, and you do a great job.
I try.
But I was somewhat intimidated. I remember then he hosted the Sports Fix with Tommy Lavera. I think it was, I want to say it was noon to two, but I could be wrong on the timing, back when I first came to the station in 2010. And I don't know if he's just always been nice to me. I have no idea. Just because he's a good person, whatever. But he always was super, super nice, super, super cool. And I always thought we had and did some great thought-driven, super, not analytical, super smart radio and a good chemistry together, even though we think differently about things.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do not think exactly, and obviously our styles are different. You know, Kevin is, you know, kind of, to rob a term from Jim Zorn, he pretty much stays medium. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low.
Very level.
I'm a lunatic.
And in yet, some ways, but you're also very level in your own way.
Sometimes. But I think Kevin and I, and you obviously were a part of this, I think we still got it, man.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I think that was great radio. I was just thinking about that on the way. I was like, you know what? I listen to a lot of radio. I've been in this business for 30 years.
Of course. How could you not?
I think a lot of the stuff that I do is good, and some of the stuff I do is not so good. Some of the stuff I do is not so good. I butcher the clock.
That's what I'm here for.
I'm not the greatest interviewer in the world. I think I ask good questions. I think it takes me too long to ask them.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm very self-critical of myself.
For sure. So am I.
But I'm also self-confident in what I do, right? And I listen to Kevin and you every morning and Cowboy B. Although he didn't call Brian Cowboy B, right? I call him Cowboy B. So I listen to you guys every morning as I'm getting ready for my show, as I'm driving in, so on and so forth. And it's great. And I learn a lot. But all these years later, 15 years later, I still love going on with Kevin. I still think we do great radio. I think maybe we do better radio now than we used to. And it was all, I remember so many Sunday mornings, game day Sunday mornings, whether it be at Old FedEx Field, in a pavilion tent that they used to have for like VIP guests and whatever.
Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking about.
And me there and Kevin in studio, back again when 980 had the rights and was owned by Dan Snyder and so on. I remember all that. So vividly, so many games on the road with Sonny freaking Jurgensen right in front of me. Sam Huff right in front of me. Chris Cooley right in front of me, depending on, you know, what broadcast hand. Doc Walker right in front. And I remember so many of those Sunday mornings and not having hope. And then on a Friday afternoon, as I will feel this Sunday morning driving to Northwest Stadium, and as I'm sure you'll feel, and I know Kevin feels, based on your picks, predictions, fandom, all that.
It's a new day in Washington.
We have hope.
We're back.
There was so much false hope in all of those years doing all of that radio with Kevin. Just Kevin specifically.
Yeah.
Never mind anybody else. And we have hope. We have legitimate hope. Now, I don't have them going as far as you guys do. I hope I'm wrong. But we have hope. And it was great to be on with Kevin and you. And hope if you missed that segment, hit the Odyssey Rewind. Check out the podcast after the show. Odyssey app, iHeartRadio. I'm sorry, Apple Podcast, Spotify. You know, wherever
you listen to it on Chapters right now.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Which I do often.
I know.
Often, almost every morning, I'm running behind.
You're a busy guy.
And I listen, and I just catch up on the show.
It's great.
So I appreciate that. Santana Moss, a big day ahead for 8 to the 9, coming up in just a couple of minutes. He'll join us, and we'll preview, of course, the Commanders and the Giants, but we'll celebrate Santana next on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in on this first official Feel Good Football Friday of the 2025 season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us on a Feel Good Football Friday. We are trying to track down Santana Moss. Expected to join us shortly. As Santana goes into the Ring of Fame on Sunday afternoon. So happy for him. And actually, he's with us right now on the show. Very nice, as always, to take time for us. I know he's on with Doc on Wednesday, if you missed that. That was great as well, but always a pleasure to have 8 to the 9 with us, Mr. Santana Moss, entering again the Washington Commanders Redskins Ring of Fame this Sunday afternoon in week one against the New York Giants. Santana, you know how happy I am for you. Congratulations, my friend. What else can I say other than not only were you an outstanding football player, but you were such a leader, such a high character person. Loved always and still do talking to you and seeing you. Just one of the best people that I've gotten to work around. So I'm so happy for you and your family.
I appreciate you, man. You know, it's always a pleasure with me, man. You know, you guys have followed me for throughout the years, and that's one of the things I think I learned early, you know, in my career is, you know, try to get to know the people that's trying to get to know you. So it's been a pleasure. And then it's, now I'm on your side of things. So it's been an awesome ride, man. Thanks again.
No, absolutely. And obviously the ceremony will be at halftime. It'll be a special day for number 89 and well-deserving. You know, I was telling this story yesterday, and I'm sure you don't remember it, but my first year on the beat was 2009. And I remember you guys played at the old Giants Stadium week one, first regular season game at the old Giants Stadium where you used to play for the Jets. And I remember talking to you in the locker room. And Tana, I don't mind telling you, you had your back turned to me in the media, right? And you were sitting in a chair, and I was like, man, this guy's not going to be fun to deal with. He's going to be grumpy. He's going to be high-strung, whatever. And I didn't know you at all, really, at that point. It was my first, literally, I was with the team or around the team a month. And I remember that interview, and you answered everything, and you were professional, fine. You guys lost, whatever. And nothing could be further from the truth. Like, it was like judging a book by a front cover, which was my mistake. You were, again, and I don't think this matters as much to fans as it did to the media, you were so professional in some really, really, really tough days and some really tough Sundays and weeks. And, you know, again, I can't thank you enough for that, but what part of that, being a professional and being, I guess, humble yet also articulate and smart and hardworking and talented. How did that come together for you? Was that at Miami because of that program? Was that before Miami? Was that the Jets? How do you explain that?
I mean, that's from birth.
Yeah.
That's from mom and dad. That's how I'm wired. I mean, I think, you know, when it comes down to just how you perceive people, how you want to look at people, I always try to treat people the same way I want to be treated. So you got to think about it, man. We play a sport that we're going to be judged or critically by everything we do or don't do. And then they throw cameras in front of your face, you know, after the outcome of whatever it was, whatever transpired, here's the camera. It's hard to be professional all the time, but you have to be. But it's also hard to please everybody when you're dealing with the outcome of whatever just happened or just transpired. So, you know, I love the fact that I'm on this side of it now, because I found it odd when I came across people that would critically talk about you or judge you off of just saying that, oh, he was pissed off and he had a nasty attitude or he didn't really want to talk. Just think about yourself being in those shoes at those times.
Yeah.
So, one of the reasons why I took pride in giving you guys something is because I had been judged already in New York, in my time in New York.
Right.
Wrong, before I even said a word to a guy. You know, I told the guy I can't do it right now, and he took off with that and painted his picture and said what he had to say about me. And I was just, I just shook my head about it, because I'm like, this is why certain people are not qualified to do this job. Because, yes, you might be a great writer, you might be a great reporter, but you can't just take flight on somebody because of what the outcome was from your first, you know, your first meeting with that person. You don't know what could have been going on in that guy's life. You know what I mean? And that's how I look at people in general. So I'm sure you probably felt that way out the gate, because, like you said, got my back turned to you, but we just dealt with a loss.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you don't know how to take that. You don't know how to, you know, respond. But me being the person I am, by that time in my career, I was professional. I was professional before then, but I was also understanding of it's your job to come and get these interviews. So therefore, even though I'm pissed off, I'm gonna sit here and handle my business, but give you what you need to go back to your boss and say I have something.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I only tell that story. I don't mean it as any sort of criticism. I mean it as, like, I judged you wrongly from an initial kind of meeting.
Yeah, I get it.
The appreciation that I had for you and still have for you, and even greater now, you know, not just as a football player, because you were an outstanding football player, and that's the most important thing for a lot of fans, but just those personal interactions and reactions. And again, can't thank you for being a professional and being, you know, as good as you were to me and to a lot of others. So I appreciate you, and I know we're all happy for you. Santana Moss is going into the team's Ring of Fame on Sunday, halftime ceremony between halftime of the Giants and the Commanders at Northwest Stadium. When you look back on your career, obviously you're known as the Cowboy Killer and the Monday Nighter with Brunell and the two long touchdowns, the three touchdowns against Jacksonville, one in overtime. You know, I remember a sick route that you ran against Chicago. I believe in Shanahan's first year, you were just twisting and just going back. There's so many things besides the Cowboy Monday Nighter. What else stands out in your mind as, okay, I'm Santana Moss, I can hang my hat on this?
Man, I got so many different, you know, memories of my career, man. Even before I even became, you know, a Redskin, you know, my Jet years, I got some games. But since we're talking about here, I think the three plays that I love the most that's high on my list, two of them happened in Jacksonville. My first touchdown in Jacksonville was the little – like a 10-yard stop route. And I saw myself doing what I did after I caught the ball before I did it, because I saw how the guy was playing me. And I said to myself, if he give me this ball out of this break, I'm going to spin. I'm going to act like I'm going to spin out.
Mm-hmm.
Normally more so he's going to be waiting for that, but I'm going to spin back in and I'm going to take off running. And I didn't know it was going to break it and score a touchdown. I didn't know that part of it, but the whole part of just making that first guy miss, I had basically, you know, went over that in my head before we even hiked the ball. So that's one of the plays that stand out. Another play from that same game is the one that, you know, the walk-off touchdown on the sideline. I joke and laugh about that one because Mark asked me about that route early in the game, and I had man coverage. So I told him I was wide open. And then he came back in overtime with the same play on a different side of the field. And that time they gave me a soft shell, and meaning that he shouldn't throw the ball, but Mark just being Mark, knowing that, hey, when in doubt, you know, 89 going to at least try to make a, you know, make an attempt of it. And he threw me the pass. And that's how, you know, you have that chemistry, you build that chemistry through that first year with him. He never shied away from giving me opportunities. So I love Mark to this day for that. But that's number two on my list. And then, like, I think number three would be in 05. And they got more, but these are just the three that stick out right now. In 05 against the Giants on Christmas Day, I ran a stutter post. And I remember Mark heaving the ball up. And I had, I believe, Will Allen beat from the start on a stutter post. But by the time the ball came down, Will had recovered. And he was almost stride for stride with me because now I'm slowing down trying to get the ball, and the ball was thrown behind me. So if you think about it, you're running the post, I'm running away from the ball basically. And I had to slow down and let him catch up, then turn my whole body around, catch the ball behind me, and then I kept running into the direction of the end zone, fighting the Will Allen off, and I had the ball in one hand, and I believe I jumped in the stands after that touchdown. But that's another one that stands out, man. And there's so many of them, but those three to me was like plays that you kind of like you see yourself as a kid, you know, doing some of those things in the park after you watch somebody else play, and say, man, I wish I had that moment. And that's what I used to do when I was young. I'm not saying those particular plays there, but I used to watch Jerry Rice, Mark Clayton, Duper, you know, anybody, Terry Glenn, anybody that resembled the person that I wanted to be, I would go out and do those plays either in my backyard or either across the street at the field by my house. And it's safe to say, man, I was able to kind of, you know, be those guys, you know, myself, you know, throughout my career.
Santana Moss had 1,000 plus yard seasons, 14 yards per catch, while with the burgundy and gold.
Stop slowing me down. 4-3-3 here and one in the Jets. Go ahead.
My bad. I was going to say with the burgundy and gold. You're right. 66 touchdowns in burgundy and gold. Again, we should point that out because you had an outstanding start, obviously, to your career with the Jets. No doubt about it. Just one more on the Ring of Fame, and then we'll ask a question or two about the actual game. When you got the call, and you know how much things have changed in this organization, and maybe it would have been this way one way or the other, I'm sure it would have been. But when you got the call, did it mean more to you and your family because of what you went through during your time here, some of the chaos, some of the controversy, some of the really like hard days, like I said, and knowing what this organization is about now? Or do you think it would have been, it hit about the same, or it would have hit about the same one way or the other?
Well, first of all, I didn't even get a call. I got surprised at work.
Right. That's right. I remember that. Yes.
So, I mean, that was one, overwhelming in itself. And then I think, you know, the way they did it with all my, you know, my brothers up and, you know, friends and there's people that I've come across and, you know, throughout the community here since I've been here. It was huge, man. Like I just say, like I was just telling someone, going through this thing all over again come this Sunday is like, man, I done had this part of it already. Let me go ahead and see the name reveal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even have to do all this because I feel like that surprise was, you know, more than I can have asked for. But I think more so with me, when it comes down to what I reflect upon about my career when I finally, you know, knew I was going to be in the Ring of Fame, it's just a journey, man. I mean, you got to understand, this thing ain't never been easy for me, you know? You get a guy that's 5'9", mm-hmm. you know, on a great 5'9" and a half on a great day, and how many things I had to endure when it comes to injuries, mm-hmm. setbacks, and even after you do some of the things you do, you still don't get recognized for doing it from the national public because you're playing for the Redskins, and mm-hmm. half of the time you're not playing in those games where everybody sees it, or you're not playing for playoffs. You know what I mean? You're not playing for championships, so. You know, and then you got to also think, you got so many guys in this league that are dominating their position, especially at the one that you play, and they got to get recognition because they're doing a tremendous job. So you kind of get lost in the shuffle. And when you get lost, people act like you didn't do anything. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it felt great to be actually felt like someone recognized, you know, my body of work. And I think, you know, me and my friends talk about this all the time. You know, we talk about Hall of Fame. They always talk about Hall of Fame. I don't really talk about it because I kind of look at how other people get carried, you know, when it comes to that situation. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, if you're carrying this guy, got all these numbers, and I got just a little measly 10,000, which that was the criteria to even be considered, you know, as a receiver. You had to have 10,000 plus.
Yep.
I say, you know, I'm definitely probably not going to get no kind of motion going my way when it comes to talks. And then my friends always tell me, look, Tan, I feel you because you're looking at it from that standpoint, but we look at it differently. We look at it, the different quarterbacks you had to go through, mm-hmm. the, you know, the team you was on, how you was on a run first, you know, offense, mm-hmm. most of your career. You was a guy that they never used you really, you know, the way you should have been used because you was a guy who they told that you probably won't even play on the outside. Then you get in the league, and that's all they put you at. They had you on the outside half of your career, or the whole career almost. So, you know, when they break it down to me, it started making me, you know, shake my head like, okay, you got a point. But to say the least, man, I care less about it because I understand you can't take it away from me. I did it. You understand? And so that's why I always tell them, regardless if they give me an accolade or not, saying how well I played this game, it's already written in stone. I did it. It's on tape, and the numbers are there. You can't take them away. So that's the kind of way I go about my business when it came to this, and that's why I never cared so much about more so getting, you know, the credit now, but to actually receive this credit and have it, I'm really thankful for having it, man, because I know it was not an easy task. It was a tough road, And every man that wanted to kind of, you know, have this opportunity, trust me, they would probably want to do it all over again, too, if they knew that they were going to be crowned the way they're going to probably honor me this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, that is so well said. Again, for whatever little it's worth from me, I mean, you know, I mean, you're everything that I admire and everything that I respect and can't thank you enough for what you did, you know, and do still individually for me, and the media and this fan base and this community and everything. So we're just so excited for you. One last thing, Tana, if you don't mind, just, in general about the team, do you think with Terry back for the last 2 weeks and having a time to practice and Noah Brown back, a lot of people were worried about the wide receiver position. Do you think the wide receiver position is better this year considering the additions of Debo and Jalen Lane? Or do you think it's about the same as maybe what they had last year?
I mean, I think when you look at the body of work that that Noah Brown displayed last year, mm-hmm. you have to say to yourself, coming into the season, we didn't know we was going to have that.
Yeah.
And we were talking about needing another guy for that spot. So Noah kind of put a hush to that. And then you add a Debo. Then you add a Lane. You have a McCaffrey who's back now. He's in his second year. That's more comfortable with the position. But you can say all that about those guys. And then I don't have to talk about Terry. Terry's one of those guys you don't even have to mention.
Yep.
But I think when you watch what we did last year, Jaden Daniels makes everybody out there who's catching his balls better. You know what I mean? Because he's a quarterback that just makes you better. And that's what I kind of try to point out to all the guys, you know, all the time when I'm talking about this position. When you have a difference maker at QB, whatever you have in you, you're that much better. And that's why guys like myself, you need that QB. And so with us having five back there, all those guys are kind of, you know, you can raise the bar on that level when it comes to, you know, wherever you perceive them at before, they're that much better because JD5 is throwing the ball to them.
Yeah. Halftime ceremony coming up Northwest Stadium on Sunday afternoon. The great Santana Moss, 8-9, going to go in the Commanders, Redskins, Washington NFL Ring of Fame, and nobody more deserving. Tana, thank you again for doing this, squeezing us in. I appreciate you. Hopefully I'll run into you on Sunday, but if I don't, you know it. Congratulations and so happy for you and your family.
I appreciate you again, man, as always.
Appreciate you. That is the great Santana Moss on the eve, if you will. Well, not maybe the eve, but you know what we're saying. The almost eve of getting into the Ring of Fame. What a dude. I mean, again, I know fans don't always care about how nice of a guy. Santana was not nice like Pollyanna nice. It's not like he was, you know, running around doing cartwheels. He was just real. Just real. And you always appreciated that. You always knew that. And you knew kind of like what to expect. There wasn't a lot of BS. There wasn't a lot of superfluous nonsense. There wasn't. I know players that turned it on for the camera. Santana wasn't like that. He was real to anyone and everyone that was real to him. You know, and again, fans don't always care about that. On the field, what you do care about, dude was a baller. He was so fun to watch. So fun to watch. If only he had a Jaden Daniels. If only he had, hell, a Kirk Cousins. Right? All right, time for a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. Thanks to Santana Moss. Obviously, we're a little bit off schedule, but certainly we appreciate his time. We will bring it to you right here, right now on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital and beyond. Good to have you with us right here on said football Friday as we approach week one of the Giants and the Commanders. Yeah, baby. We will do that in more earnest coming up. Don't forget Josh Norman, former Washington Pro Bowl corner and multi-time Pro Bowl corner in the NFL, still perhaps might make a return to the football field. You'll hear that. Not retired yet. Coming up at 3 o'clock, right? We'll be able to turn that around for 3 o'clock there, Mad
yeah.
Max. Attaboy. And it's a little bit of a longer spot, so, you know, just enjoy it. I thought it was really good. I thought, Josh, you know, even though things didn't exactly work out here, and I won't mind saying, when he probably saw me pop up on the screen because we did it by Zoom, he was probably like, oh, no.
Oh, this guy again.
Oh, no.
I remember you.
Oh, no, not you again. And we actually did kind of touch on that at the end. So you'll want to hear his response to that a little bit. Nothing bad. Just funny. Just funny. So Josh Norman at 3 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. And again, thanks to the great Santana Moss for joining us. You can join us now and in between that 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Before we get to the Commanders and what I think their final record is, I know you made your final record projection. You have them winning the Super Bowl. Kevin had them losing the Super Bowl, right? To
yes.
Baltimore, was it?
No, I had us beating Baltimore.
Okay.
Originally, before we started the segment, I was going to pick Baltimore, and then I was wearing the jersey. I couldn't pick Baltimore while
right.
I'm wearing the jersey. You know what I mean? But yeah, Kevin has them losing to the Kansas City Chiefs
in
Santa
Clara. That's what it was. Chiefs, by the way, Chargers tonight in Brazil, 8 o'clock on Yahoo? No, YouTube.
Yeah,
there
you go.
YouTube. There's so many different apparatuses and whatnot.
Yahoo, YouTube, Tubi,
yeah.
Hulu.
I mean, yeah. It's just such a pain in the ass. Just please put them on CBS, NBC, or Fox. Please.
Make it easy.
I mean, please. Just stop trying to make money at every turn. Please stop trying to make money at every turn. But they never stop. I mean, at least it's free to those who have access to YouTube, which I would presume is most everybody, right?
I mean, all you need is an internet connection.
Yeah.
Type in YouTube.com.
And
then you're there.
I would say this. I've been reading a lot about the new television rating system from Nielsen that they put in this week. As you know, there has been no bigger crock of crap, no bigger tub of horse crap ever in the history of mankind than sports television ratings and the data and the sample that
But now they fixed everything, so now it is.
I don't know if they fixed everything, but they fixed some things, and they have a much, much, much wider sample.
Mm.
So I expect.
Do you think that wider sample is going to generate a little bit more inflated numbers?
Perhaps. But I expect last night's game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not tonight. you know, it's Friday night. It's YouTube, right?
Yeah, yesterday sure was the first game of the season. It's right. Two big markets.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the defending Super Bowl champions. It's the Dallas freaking Cowboys.
America's
I expect the number to
team.
Be enormous from last night, especially with the new ratings measurement system.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how it all works, but I know it's a much larger sample size. So that kind of kills and defeats my argument, which is very fair and very legit, that they sure. used to, you know, in a country of 115 million television households, they would sample 42,000, which
hardly indicative
was a joke, right? But whatever. That being said, last night, whoever did watch that game, and even if you didn't make it through the lightning and rain delay and you went
Cowards.
To sleep or whatever, if you did like what Sheehan did, which apparently is fall asleep during the lightning delay and then wake up at 5:30 in the morning and watch the game from the mid-third quarter on, I did not. I stayed up for the entire game, begrudgingly. I did watch it to the very end. I think I shut it off with like 20 seconds left when I knew
they were kneeling the
game
ball
was
out.
Over,
yeah.
right? But there could have been a fight, right? With all the,
well.
That game was hot to trot from the start. And
great.
Listen, everybody's making a big deal out of Jalen Carter. I understand. Jalen Carter's a dumbass. I got it. I understand. Dak Prescott probably shouldn't have done what he did, which was kind of like laugh, snark, kind of bust chops in between offensive linemen and kind of motion towards Jalen Carter and spit a little bit and whatever. I'm not going to sit here and rip Dak Prescott as, oh, he deserved it. Not by any means. He probably shouldn't have done what he did, but he had – there was no business at all on Jalen Carter's end to walk up – beyond the line of scrimmage, well beyond the line of scrimmage, confront Dak face-to-face with no offensive lineman in between and to basically spit at him at his chest or his neck, okay? Jalen Carter's a dumbass. He's a wonderfully talented dumbass, but he's a dumbass. And there was a reason why he slipped to 9th overall. And to their credit, Howie Roseman and the Eagles had the guts, had the gusto to take him, and they've been rewarded. Now they were almost punished last night. Because I have a hard time thinking Dak, Javonte Williams, and all the drops of CeeDee Lamb would have been as effective last night if Jalen Carter plays a snap in that game.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That was the whole kind of thing in the first half or the first couple drives. Like, Philly had no answer. And you think that if you add your best defensive player and by far your largest defensive player on that front, you think that would fix a lot of things.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Who knows? I mean, that they were talking on the broadcast last night that Jalen Carter could face like a further suspension for this.
I was thinking about this. And
I doubt he will.
I think the guys from NFL Network pointed this out. Essentially, last night was the suspension.
Wouldn't shock me, because, I mean, it was literally a full game.
He's going to get fined, and he's going to get a hefty fine. And what happens is, you know how, like, Tom Wilson suffers from Tom Wilsonitis?
Yeah.
Whenever he does something borderline questionable, there's always
well,
he's got a track record.
He's got a history.
Well, he's got a history. And that did equal out to further suspensions, remember? Obviously, when he laid out the St. Louis Blue in preseason in 2019, and he got suspended for 20 games and whatever. Now, Tom Wilson is not anywhere near the player he used to be, right?
He's dialed it back.
I mean, he's a way better player, actually, as opposed to whatever he was thought to be, a goon, physical, whatever.
They called him.
Jalen Carter now has a huge bullseye on him.
Yeah.
Anything he does is going to attract extra, 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 extra scrutiny and attention.
And opposing teams know and see that. So they're going to poke and prod.
Exactly. Now, can we get him suspended for, I don't know, week 18 in Philadelphia?
Week 16 through 18?
Or week 16 through 18, the Saturday before Christmas, and then the Sunday after they beat the Cowboys on Christmas Day. Oh, wait, did I say that? Sorry. Apologize there.
He's only half listening.
Yeah, I know. But that being said, Can we get him suspended for that? Can we get him ejected for that? I mean, listen, Jalen Carter made his bed, now he's got to sleep in it. I don't want to hear anything of, he shouldn't have been penalized for taunting because all he did was flex his arms. Well, A, dummy, you don't know what he said. that's something conveniently that many people in the media always think, forget about. Two, again, the bullseye is on that dude's back because that dude couldn't control whatever was going on in his brain and his body last night. So I don't think he deserves a suspension beyond essentially missing the entire game last night. I know they're going to heavily fine him, but I would say this. The next incident, even if it's borderline, he's going to be suspended. It's just the way it is. And by the way, it's the way it should be. If you build up a reputation, if you have a history, you are going to not be given the benefit of the doubt. It's the same thing for all of the illegal helmet-to-helmet and spears and hits that physical safeties have always been judged on, linebackers, what have you. You build a reputation, you're not going to be given the benefit of the doubt. Jalen Carter had a little bit of a reputation coming out of Georgia. That's why he dropped, I think it was to 9 overall. And now he's got an on-field reputation as a dude who spit in somebody's chest. Oh, and by the way, that somebody is Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. That's really the end-all be-all of that. I don't care what Dak did. Jalen Carter can't do that. I don't think Jalen Carter's going to get suspended, but I think the next questionable incident, they're going to maybe not throw the book at him, but they are going to come down hard on him. And they should. Your thoughts on that? 152, Team 980. We'll take a quick timeout. Wrap up hour number one next on the Team 980, always streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, wrapping up hour number one. It's already been a little feisty, but good. In case you miss Santana Moss, 2 days before he gets into the Washington Ring of Fame, 8 to 9, halftime ceremony on Sunday. We had him for, I don't know, about 14, 15 minutes. He was great, as always. Santana Moss, check it out on the Odyssey Rewind or after the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Mad Max is on the other side of the glass. Cowboy B is on the other side of the glass. We just did Jalen Carter. Again, I don't expect a suspension. I expect a heavy fine, but I expect the next questionable thing he does for him to get absolutely no mercy. And you just hope that's like, I don't know, week 16, week 17, week 18, and it really hurts him and the Philadelphia Eagles, unless you're an Eagles fan. Coming up next hour, we'll do our AFC playoff picks and champion like we did the NFC as well. Asking you, of course, at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 for your final Commanders season projection. I have them losing in the NFC championship game to the Green Bay Packers. I have not given you my final record projection. I know Max's, we'll let him say his, we'll let you say yours, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, and obviously any thoughts you have on Santana Moss, as well on week one, Giants, Commanders, all of that to come, plus, that's right, we got a lot to do on a Football Friday, Josh Norman, as we mentioned, and our dueling Super Six Packs, which are specifically designed to screw with Linnell Willingham. What are they? We'll tell you coming up on the show. Right here on a Feel Good Football Friday, hour number two. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.